woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" the terrified disciples screamed at Jesus. It was a good question. After all, a swamped boat floundering offshore in the midst of a storm is not terribly conducive to peace and tranquility, you know. A nice sunset paddle, it was not. A body could actually become convinced that they weren't going to make it. How then that a fellow passenger could sleep through such an ordeal? How aggravating that the leader of the group was snoring away, drool covering the side of his face. How infuriating that the one who could cast out demons, heal withered hands, and teach with the authority of God didn't seem bothered at all that his disciples were in danger of dying. But that's God for you. Don't believe me? Just ask Job. He lost his family and his fortune as a result of a wager between God and Satan. Look it up. I didn't make this up. Job suffered mightily because God bet Satan that Job wouldn't fold and lose trust in God when the going got tough. In addition, God allowed Job to be afflicted with boils on his feet and on his fanny. The poor guy couldn't stand up and he couldn't sit down. How do you like that? The highlight of his day was scraping pus from his wounds with broken pottery shards. And then some so-called friends showed up to offer comfort. The gist of their words to Job was, surely he must have done something wrong and was being punished. Surely God wouldn't treat him in such a way unless Job deserved it, right? And for weeks, Job endured their accusations and defended himself until he was fed up. So he marched himself across the field and he confronted God in a tornado, demanding answers. And God's response, "Who is this? Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" God said. Being translated, "I am God and you're not. And I will do exactly what I want, both to you and the rest of my creation. And I owe no explanation to anybody." And that's all Job got from God. How odd that God would do such a thing. How aggravating that God was so aloof. How infuriating that God was unconcerned with Job's suffering. So, whether blasting his creatures from a tornado or sleeping in the back of a sinking boat, God is terrifying. But what if God were to be roused from his slumber and give help? What if God were to do a mighty deed of power to save his perishing followers? What if God were to say to the storm, "Be muzzled and shut up," and a flat sea and great calm resulted? Surely that would create trust, right? Surely a person would have no problem believing in God, right? Surely one would be proud of and at peace with such a mighty God, right? Well, those who had that very experience feared a great fear, we read in the Greek. Why be so terrified in the face of God's great power? The answer is because drowning is one thing, but being judged by God is quite another. You see, sinners don't stand in the presence of God in his majestic power and might without judgment. God Almighty exposes every sin and every flaw, and there is no hiding and there is no excuse. So a truly great fear is the result. And that is exactly the situation in which the soggy disciples found themselves. "How is it that you do not have faith?" Jesus accusingly asked. So much for God's mighty acts making trust, don't you think? In fact, Jesus muzzling the storm only created more questions. Who is this? The disciples ask. Surely they must have wondered, if he can make nature obey him, what in the world can he do to us? Indeed, God hiding in his naked majesty and almighty power is absolutely terrifying, and it gives no trust and no peace. So, what is it going to take to get God off of our back? What is it going to take to quiet the terror and question of whether God is for us or against us? Answer, God. Only God can save us from God. And this he does when he puts all his sovereign, almighty power and might into a word of promise that's for you. When the God who flings galaxies into orbit and muzzles storms speaks his word into water, promising to be with you always, promising that nothing can separate you from his love, then rest assured, nothing, absolutely nothing can change his promise. And just so, faith is made by that promise. And when Almighty God says, this bread and this wine is my body given and shed for your forgiveness, then that is exactly what you have, forgiveness. And just so, faith is made by that promise. And when by the authority of Almighty God, I say to you that you are forgiven without condition by the Father for Christ's sake, unconditional forgiveness is exactly what you have. And just so, faith is made in his promise. And bread and wine and water and words, Almighty God comes out of his terrifying hiding, holding nothing back for you. His name is Jesus Christ. He's for you. Amen.